like now we have become more honorable by correcting. Can I give you 1 minute to get ready and get your documents in front of yourself so that then we can start the meeting? 1 minute. Class. I believe that the 1 minute is finished. Probably maybe you need 15 seconds to finish any other meeting that you are holding, and which is not official, of course. And the further 15 seconds of signing the attendance register whenever it pitches in front of you. Honorable members, I believe that we are now correcting, and then we can start with the business of the committee. In front of ourselves, I think we have got an agenda, which I just wanted to check. I hope that members have seen the agenda. He was supposed to be the annual report of the committee. Do we have the draft of it, Register? The annual report, do we have the draft?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I think, honorable members, I think we need to put in the an item on our agenda that talks to the annual report, which I think we're supposed to have dealt with some few weeks, if not months back, for the previous year. And I would request that it forms part of our agenda. And also it falls on the upper section of the agenda. In other ways, is that if we could put it under the revised draft code dealing with the annual report. Do we agree? Silence means consent. Annual report. Yeah, just an annual report. No, we'll talk about it. I'm talking about putting it in the agenda. Okay. Any other person that has got any addition on the agenda? Anybody that moves for the adoption of the agenda? Madam Langeni, Honorable Dreyer is seconding. Okay. Honorable members, it is a very, very long meeting that's going to be a very short one. We really don't have all the time. We're just simply disappointed that the members have pitched up very late when we expected 1 o'clock that we should be here. And we know that we don't have all the time. One would still like to urge members that when we call the meeting in lunchtime, it is very, very important that we become timeous because we don't have the time. We are limited by other parliamentary activities. The NCOP is having a plenary this afternoon at 2 o'clock, so then we are limited by that. With those few words, I just want to check an apology from the registrar. Mr. Becker. And Shorty. Do you know the reasons of the apologies? They've not indicated. Okay. All right. And then make sure that the attendance register is signed appropriately. Then can we speedily go to item number 3 on the reverse draft code? Can we just check with the registrar what is progress on it before members make inputs and the way forward? Thanks.
This matter was tabled months ago in the committee. As the committee instructed, letters were sent to all the chief whips of political parties to request their input, just to advise the members that no parties have, sent any responses to the draft code. So that is all I need to report.
Okay, co-chair.
Well, can we ask whether the different parties have considered this at all? Yeah, so we can make some progress.
So, Honourable Barnett.
Chair, we've had a situation where our chief whip was Ian Davidson. He certainly had the report and was considering it. And of course, we then had a change of chief whip. And I've just been talking to my colleague here, and I fear we have not asked the new chief whip if, in fact, that information from the past was handed to him. So I'm quite happy to go straight out of this meeting and check that he has the document and the details and ask him for feedback for you. Thank you.
Honourable Van der Merwe.
I exercise my constitutional right to remain silent.
Okay, thanks. I think maybe it's... is there anybody that wants to make an input on the draft code? Well, none?
If I may come in. I think we all appreciate the importance of the code. It's the underlying principles that govern our work, and it applies to all of us. And I would say to Honourable Diane Kohler-Barnard that can we encourage her and the whole party to discuss in the same way with the ANC and the IFP. We all have an obligation. This is not a technical exercise. It's very political, and we do need to move, and I'm not blaming anybody, all of us. So let's try and take it more seriously.
I am SMSing our chief whip as we speak and say, has he got the document and could we raise it at caucus? Thank you.
Okay. What we are going to do, I think, as co-chairs as well, is to actually conscientize the presiding officers on the need to actually fast-track. We will try and secure the audience of the Speaker and the Chair of the National Council of Provinces. in order to actually try and speed up. And the next thing as well, I think we are in the process of actually getting the program of the process of reviewing the code to be communicated to the two presiding officers for purposes of actually embodying it in the program of Parliament, so that then it receives the necessary attention. And we hope that this particular matter, very soon it will surface in the multi-party WIPS forum, which should assist us to move forward. Can we close it at that? Yes, the issue is to remark. Item number four, on the annual report, what do we have, Register?
Chairperson, the report really contains the main activities of the committee for the year. I'm not sure if you want me to, I can quickly just skim through it. I don't know if members had time to read it. The first relates to, I'm sure members recall that in 2010 there was a number of, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But I think she must just talk to them other than reading for purpose of recording.
Sorry. Okay. No. There were 31 allegations which the committee concluded. Remember, it was after the first disclosure by a lot of the members. There was a view that members must, the committee adopted a report which stated that members must attend a compulsory workshop. So in here, we're just reporting that all members did attend the workshop. The second was the 2011 register was adopted by the committee and all the members complied. The third submitted their disclosure. The third relates to the cases before the committee, and I just outlined those. Number four, we also reporting that we are considering the revised draft code. Then these relate to the five and six relate to attendance by the members on different conferences. And number seven is just by way of information that the chairpersons, remember the committee condoned this decision, that the chairpersons referred the matters, allegations regarding Minister Shichefa to the public protector. And that matter was noted. The report was handed to the committee, which is noted. That's all.
Yes, honourable members, and then that is the brief capturing of what the committee, substantial issues that happened in the committee. Anybody that has got anything to be adjusted or added or subtracted? Honourable Dre.
Mr. Chairman, item three, on the so-called travel gate thing, this committee said it was outside the scope of the committee, but I think we then suggested it should be referred to the Rules Committee, who apparently would be able to deal with it forthwith in their terms of reference. I just want to make sure that this has been followed up and this is what in fact happened. Then under point five, the visit to Germany. I can't recall that we've had a report on that visit. Was there a report? Oh, okay, then I'm satisfied. I can't remember that, but that would be useful to have a report. So I'll go and dig through my record. And then the other one on point six, the attendance of the Good Governance Conference by the Public Protector. Was there a report on that matter as well? What we gained from that and what we could learn from that conference? Who attended? Well, it says the co-chairperson of the committee, co-chairperson or chairpersons. I don't know who actually attended that and if there was a report produced.
Okay, I would have loved number three. the point you raised, if it's possible that you can just repeat it for our total understanding.
At the last meeting where we discussed that, the matter of the so-called travel gate, and we were advised that it was outside the scope of this committee. We had limited kind of powers, but that there was another committee, the rules committee, who have broader powers than this one, and that it would be more appropriate for them to investigate. So I could remember correctly, we then agreed that that matter should be referred to the rules committee. Disciplinary committee.
I'll need to be advised whether that was the conclusion, because I think it was raised, of course, as the most appropriate committee to deal with. Whether we actually said that we are going to refer it to them, or whether it is for the member then to really make representation to that specific committee. I just needed to be advised that. Registrar, do you still recall anything? Any other member that calls?
Yes, no, okay. On this one.
Chairperson, I recall, and I may be mistaken, I'll have to double check with the minutes, but on my recall, it appears that the committee agreed that Mr. Davidson would be best placed to take his complaint and the issues he once raised properly, formally, to the disciplinary committee. That was my understanding of what occurred at the meeting. But if the committee decides otherwise here now, that can also be.
If
I may, as I recall, I brought an extensive document which showed that there were members who were supposed to pay back certain amounts of money, and that certain of them had only paid a small amount and then stopped. And so because it involved money, and money that was owed to Parliament, that's why it came here initially. So whether it should go to another committee or whether we should be dealing with it, I mean, I believe because it was basically it was money that had been received, so it was then not declared. So that, to me, fell under our purview. I don't believe I ever heard or agreed that actually it was outside our purview. But either way, we need to do something with it because the request was made to this committee.
Could we check it out and come back to the next meeting?
I think because this matter, it is just simply a report in the annual report. The content of the issue raised, we agreed, we debated. But the problem is that it looks like there is a confusion on the final resolution. Because my understanding, of course, is that we did really say that matter is better placed in the disciplinary committee. But now it is the only challenge at the moment is Honorable Dre is now saying that we resolve that we are going to refer the matter. Because if we are going to refer the matter, that means now we must do a certain activity as a committee to the end, whereas that was not the resolution.
Chairperson, I don't think we should continue to discuss this matter. The report says this issue is outside the scope of this committee. Finish and plan. Relevant committees must attend to the matter, not ourselves. Mr. Davidson must find out where he should raise the matter, whether he should raise the matter with the disciplinary committee or with the speaker. I don't think we should waste our time discussing this matter. It's outside our scope. Whether there are people who owe money, who paid part of it or not, it's irrelevant to us. I don't think we should get ourselves involved in that. It's outside our scope.
Okay. I think...
Could you rule on that, Chair? I'm just a bit confused. I thought that we had a mandate to oversee what came into members as a benefit and was declared. So if this amount wasn't declared, then we're talking about non-disclosure. That is my reading of the situation. How can that be? Is that incorrect in some way? Please.
No.
Let me come in.
Honorable Barnard, this matter... Colonel Barnard. It has been discussed and debated and resolved. I really don't think that at the moment we are really opening that specific debate. That's why we have got a version which may not be 100% correct from Honorable Dreher. But the question at the moment was that resolution. I think we need just to close it on that.
Yes, Chair, I was going to suggest, since we are all a little bit unclear, let's defer this. Also, we've got a lot of other stuff on the agenda. We've got about 20 minutes left. Let's leave this for the next meeting and put it on the agenda. Finish.
Okay. And then you wanted to raise another matter.
I just wanted to raise a point in connection with number 7. We were very effective in referring the Shigeka case to the public protector using the ethics, Executive Ethics Act. It worked, and the public protector took it very seriously. I would suggest that if any member of parliament has a case that they want to raise, they should raise it here, and we use that same clause from this committee. Because I say that because some members are raising ethical issues directly with the public protector. If we don't deal with things properly, then of course your members are open to go to the public protector using that clause. That's why it's there. But I would have thought it's far better if we process this in this committee. And I don't want to raise it for discussion. I'm just urging that we've got powers, we've got a committee. If there's ethical misconduct, let members of parliament, whatever party, raise it here, and if we don't deal with it properly, they always have recourse to go direct. That's all. It's just an appeal.
Okay. I think it is definitely an appeal. Can we then, get somebody that can propose adoption of the annual report to be processed? And Datum Langeni? Any person that seconds?
I asked some questions that hasn't been answered yet. I asked about attending the Good Governance Conference convened by the Public Protector. We should get some report from the chairperson who attended that one so that we can all benefit from whatever you learned there.
Yes, thank you very much. Perhaps we were remiss. The Public Protector, or at least the committee organizing that conference invited Mashile and myself, and I'm not sure whether it was in our official capacity as co-chairs, but we both got letters of invitation. We both attended. Both of us spoke at the meeting. I can't remember whether we did or did not make a report. If we did not, we should surely do so. And thanks for reminding us. It was a very good meeting. There were a lot of very distinguished people there. A lot of quite difficult issues were canvassed. And surely the committee does deserve a report. And if we didn't do it, my apologies.
Could you just clarify, perhaps the registrar? I find the writing of number 3 quite confusing. It says the committee considered 7 allegations of non-disclosure. It says there's the Boerter matter, that's 1. Dextra and Gongwana resigned, that's 3. And then currently considering 3 other complaints. Is the Davidson one considered to be one of those, of the 7? Okay. All right, I understand. Okay, it's just a bit,
Honorable Dreher. The coach has explained item number 6. Are you okay?
Yeah, I appreciate the verbal report, but I think we should make it a standard practice that whenever people go on an either overseas tour or a conference, that there should be a written report for benefit of the whole committee.
Agreed. And then anybody that seconded the report then from Tatum Lange? Honorable Van der Merwe. Okay, and then supported and the report adopted.
May I just ask, is the spelling of Shiteka correct here in point number 7?
Yes. Let's take it that we'll just verify it before the report is actually
It's correct.
More difficult to pronounce than to read.
Okay, thanks, honorable members, for having disposed that one. Then we get to the next session, which we are going to request our friends from the media to excuse us.